coffin on a table if you're able. Go get yourself a new needle and sew back the linings of a feeling, one that you're too numb to feel anymore. For you anyway. Well, light a match on your birthday and make you feel great. Another day and you feel the damn same. Well, leave some muffin on the table.
That's the Old Spirits with New Needle. You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and as luck would have it, I'm actually here in the studio with three quarters of the Old Spirits, here with Dustin Irvin, Evan Dodd, and Sam Parker. Gentlemen, welcome.
Howdy.
How are you going?
So, A bit has changed since the last time I've spoken with you guys. You were a trio, now you're a quartet, and you're finally in the studio, I guess, about to record your first ever studio album, right?
Yep, we're ready to see what's going to come of it.
Well, I guess first thing, tell us about how Dustin came to join the group.
Dustin actually held us at gunpoint and forced his way into the band. Not literally, but in some way.
So you got some aspiring musicians out there getting ideas. So.
We really met because of after we had done New Needle up here on our live lunch, he had commented on a post on Facebook, or was it maybe on the website or something?
I think I sent you a message on Messenger.
Yeah, and he said, I don't know if you guys need another guitar player, but if you ever want one, I'm the one. After hearing your stuff, I'm really in love with your music. And I let that stew for a couple of weeks, and then
longer than you should have.
Longer than I should have. No, I finally invited him over, and we started playing. And then I just knew immediately this guy's going to be playing music with us. So,
you guys always made a lot of noise as a trio. I mean, what does the fourth member do to your sound other than just expand it? I guess
Makes it thick.
It makes it thick and makes my job a lot easier.
I guess you can concentrate more on singing sometimes, not having to hold down all the guitar by yourself.
And I need all the help with that I can get. But, yeah, he really helps pull my weight in places where I don't want to. And but it really fills out the sound.
And then you've got a new drummer, Nick Laws. What does he bring to the group?
Nick is a really tight pocket drummer, and he's really open to do whatever we're willing to throw at him. So that kind of makes him perfect for us.
So how's the last just about year been for you, coming off of Battle of the Bands? I think probably some new people got exposed to your music on the radio. Gig scene, is it okay?
It's had its ups and downs. First half of last year started out of the gate really hot, and it kind of went here and there. Had some of our gigs fall out. I mean, just due to really bad circumstances. Places burning down and shutting down, and I mean, it's just hard time for a lot of that kind of business, but it's pulling through pretty good, and we're looking forward to a lot of new stuff this year. A lot of new faces to see and a lot of new places to play.
And new music, I guess, to get to the ears of all of your fans. What can you tell us about the upcoming record?
The new material is very reminiscent of what we've done before, but it's taken on a new life a little bit. It's not going to be quite as bare bones rock and roll as we've been before. It's going to have some different textures. We're fortunate enough that we're going to have Mr. Tom Allen, who lives here in Murray, come in and lay some keys for us, and he's a fantastic keys player. So we're really fortunate to get to have him on it.
Who all are you working with besides Tom?
Well, I can't say enough about Shelby Preckless and Loud and Clear Studios. He's been great to us, and he's a great engineer. We're really looking forward to working with him again. There will be some other stuff brought in, and we're not sure who's going to do it yet, but we're really looking forward to what comes of it.
So I wonder, the EP that you guys have had out for a few years was live, and the great thing is it obviously captures your live energy. So are you going to lose any of that going into the studio, or is that still going to carry through?
I think the energy will still be there. I obviously like for the – live music has a different energy about it anyways. And that's really, to me, you can go buy an album, and albums are great, and I love albums, but if I really like an album, I want to go see it live, and I'm hoping to show up and find even more energy live, which when it's right, that's what I'm looking for. So that's what I try to provide the listener, and it'll still have some wild energy on the album, I think.
Yeah, so come out to a show, right?
Right, so come to a show.
Do you have any upcoming shows or anything you want to tell everybody about?
Right now we're kind of on lockdown. We've taken the whole month of January off to put our time into this album.
That's some serious commitment.
It absolutely is. And but I think it's going to be worth it, just being able to focus on making new music.
Has this time in the studio made you closer as a band, or has it caused any issues between you guys as songwriters, or what's that process been like?
I think it always brings everybody tighter. Mm-hmm. If somebody gets mad and storms out and doesn't come back, then then that was a sign. If we all get mad and then hug it out, then I mean that just makes you even tighter. But that doesn't happen too often. We have a way of reading each other's minds and kind of knowing where we're wanting to go.
Well, is there anything else you'd like people to know about the album or anything else you've got going on here in the near future?
Dustin?
Well, we're about to start working with a management group out of Memphis called Nitro Red Orchard. And it's going to be an exciting year for us. They're going to be working with us a lot on just basically everything that we need to take this project to the next level. And booking for sure is one thing that will be, you know, invaluable to us. You know, it's just it's a real blessing to be down there and working with those guys and, you know, have that strong team backing us and supporting us. And we're really looking forward to what happens this year.
Well, we're all big fans of you here at the station, and we're all looking forward to new music and new gigs and whatever else 2019 has in store for you guys. So thanks for dropping by and talking with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's Dustin Irvin, Sam Parker, and Evan Dodd of The Old Spirits. I'm sure you'll be hearing about a new record from them in the coming months. You're listening to Sounds Good on Murray State's 91.3 WKMS, where every listener's support matters.